On top of the physical destruction, Hurricane Katrina caused enormous psychological strain. In Jefferson Parish, outside New Orleans, emergency medical services workers are responding to an apparent increase in the number of suicide attempts, which the EMS workers have to manage along with their own problems. For our series on mental health after the storm, NPR's Elise Spiegel spent time with some of those EMS workers.
The second suicide attempt of the day came shortly after 10 in the morning, sandwiched between a report of a minor traffic accident and a call from a woman who had injured her leg. EMS crew chief Paul Carello responded immediately.
105, where's that 2729S?
It's going to be at 4709 Kewaunee. They're smelling gas at the location nearby. She's trying to kill herself. Fires en route.
It didn't take long to find the address, a disheveled single-story home with overgrown grass in the front yard. Even from the curb, it was possible to smell the gas, a heavy, sour odor in the morning air.
You smell the gas out here? Got to watch what we go in with. Electrical.
Hello?
Inside the dark house, an older woman in a dressing gown sat near a stove with all four unlit burners turned to their full-on position. There were bruises down her face and arms, as if she'd fallen, and she smelled like she'd been drinking. Though conscious, she was clearly disoriented and resisted as Carello tried to lead her outside.
Come on.
No.
One EMS worker, Chad Matthews, spoke quietly with the woman, then returned to his fellow officers to discuss what he'd learned.
Her family abandoned her here. They all left for the storm and left her.
The EMS officers decided to take her to the hospital for a psychological evaluation, but again, she resisted.
Let me go in the box.
Listen to me, Jake.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I'm going to bring you anywhere.
No.
Yes.
They strapped her to a gurney and lifted her into the ambulance. According to Matthews, who's been with Jefferson Parish Emergency Medical Services for over 10 years, since Katrina hit, he says he's seen a distinct rise in suicide attempts.
It happens at least twice, maybe three times a day, where people get calls to people who don't want to live anymore. They don't want to be here anymore.
And before the storm, how many suicide calls would you answer
a day?
One a week. It didn't happen often.
Jefferson Parish EMS records show that the number of suicides in October this year was the same as in years past, even though the population was significantly diminished. But anecdotally, Supervisor Mike Yoyad, second in command, estimated that the service was seeing as many suicides in a day as they usually get in a week. Another EMS worker reported that on his shift the rate had doubled. And many, like Matthews, say they're struggling to keep afloat themselves.
Honestly, I try not to think about it because then I'll wind up in the same state as everyone else.
But some on the force find it more difficult to push emotions away, like Crew Chief Paul Carello. Carello is a 20-year EMS veteran with no history of mental disorder who says that he finds himself in an unprecedented position.
I cry every day. Every day. I'm at the lowest point of my life that I think I could ever be. I mean, like I said, my worst enemy is me. Because when I have idle time, that's when I start to feel real bad. I mean, you know, sometimes I find myself out in the street knowing I got some errands to go run. And sometimes I can't even figure out why am I here? How did I end up in this area here? Why did I come here? What did I need to do here? And I can't remember.
Like a number of people on the EMS force, Carello has lost his home and is now living in a trailer with his family. He says he tries to keep up a positive front when he talks to his colleagues. He is jovial whenever a fellow EMS worker comes into view, but he privately fears that he will develop post-traumatic stress disorder. His fellow supervisor, Mario Scramuzzo, tells a similar story. Scramuzzo works the night shift and says that the disruption of his personal life has made his job more difficult. He usually takes suicide attempts in stride, he says, but some of the recent attempts have disturbed him, particularly the older people who seem unable to rally, like an experience he had about a month after the storm.
It was a little old man that was laying in the front foyer of his apartment. Actually, there's two of them. It's one with a lady, too. And they were laying down and just completely had empty pill bottles, empty liquor bottles, and just the family's crying, they're crying. because they have nothing and don't want to be here anymore, and they don't want to live anymore, and they're just telling you that they can't take it anymore. It affects you also. I mean, we get very affected by it. It's not easy.
The EMS department is providing some mental health services to workers who choose to take advantage of them. Monday, though, one worker had a crisis which required immediate psychiatric intervention. For NPR News, this is Elise Spiegel in Washington.